This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Despite clear signs India was being swamped by another surge of coronavirus infections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government refused to cancel a major Hindu festival and held election rallies with thousands of unmasked supporters. Even cricket matches with spectators went forward. India's official count of coronavirus cases surpassed 20 million Tuesday, nearly doubling in the past 3 months, while deaths officially have passed 220,000. The burgeoning crisis has badly dented Modi's carefully cultivated image as an able technocrat with deep appeal to a middle class weary of corruption and government dysfunction. As deaths and infections mount, a vaccination rollout falters, with Modi pushing responsibility onto ill-supplied and unprepared state governments. The group of seven wealthy democracies will discuss coronavirus vaccines Wednesday as they face growing pressure to share stockpiles and know-how with poor nations, trailing far behind on fighting the pandemic. Foreign ministers of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States are wrapping up 3 days of talks in central London that will set the agenda for a G7 leaders summit next month in Cornwall, southern England. After a day focused on showing a common front of democracies towards China, the final session will also bring in development chiefs and address global challenges, including the COVID-19 pandemic and climate change. A variant of COVID-19 first diagnosed in India has been detected in Kenya, the health ministry said Wednesday. Days after the same variant was detected in neighboring Uganda, the health ministry said last week Kenya was suspending flights to and from